today is from Peter's first letter, and it's chapter 1, and it can be found on 1217. That's 1217. It's a very cluttered lectern, so you've got a minute. So that's 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of the things that have now been told to you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed in his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy." Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other. Love one another deeply, from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. This is the word of the Lord.
To church today, and we ask that each one of us here might hear something from you, for we know that Jesus died and rose again and wants to speak to us, for we ask it in his precious name. Amen. I wonder how you say thank you to people. Sometimes you'll write a card, maybe give them a hug. You might actually say just thank you. One of the most unusual ways I've come across of saying thank you, and it's only happened once in my life, and actually it was actually quite stressful and, dare I say it, embarrassing. I don't really want it to happen very often, and I don't think I'm likely to, because it concerns someone who normally lives in another country and their customs and their culture is completely different to my own and my own family. My former boss, who was a bishop, was entertaining another bishop from a I don't think it was an African country. I think it was an Indian country. And when my children saw him, they said he looked like a black Father Christmas. And I gave them some sort of chat about inclusivity and racism, behave and be appropriate. But actually, they probably were right. He did look like a black Father Christmas. He had a great long black beard. But so the culture was that when he'd had a good meal, he didn't just say thank you, but the culture was you burp to show your appreciation. I mean, I'm not one of those people that can burp just like that. Some people can. Children, don't try it. Even if you think you can, okay, this is a church, mummy and daddy are going to be embarrassed. So I said, so is this after the meal or after every mouthful? No, it's as the meal continues, as a sign of appreciation. So I thought, well, just serve a meal that's no good, and then we get a belch-free meal. No. I have to say, the meal passed, and somewhat noisy, and kind of holding myself in. There you go. How do you say thank you? Peter says you should say thank you when times are difficult. I really don't like the song, because I actually disagree with it, that says, in his presence all our problems disappear. So the thought is, as you're singing, somehow all the problems in life just go away. Peter speaks about trials. I'm not necessarily thinking about what your trials are today, but Peter, the people was writing to, had trials and difficulties. And he says, when that happens, say thank you. And 1 Peter 1 is famous for the longest verse in the New Testament. And you can see that if you read the Greek. There's no full stops. It says, praise be, and it's like you hold your breath for a long time. I'm not going to try that just in case any children faint today, all right? We don't want that, but I know you're going to try it. It's always the way, isn't it? If you say don't do something, someone will do it. All right, then don't say thank you. Peter's saying, when you have difficulties, say thank you. Praise be. Here's one way I try and remember it, and it's a song which I do really like. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and you'll see what God has done. Let me say it again. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and you'll see what God has done. When you've got 5 children, I mean, they're not always blessings to us, I have to say, most of the time. But we used to count them all in and out, because once, and if you're in Cornwall, I do suggest you go to the Eden Project. Who's been to the Eden Project? It's really good. We've been there a couple of times. And on one famous occasion, I thought she had Christopher. She thought I had Christopher. None of us did. We counted Amy in. We thought we counted Christopher in. There's Timothy, there's Stuart and Sarah Jane. Count your blessings, name them one by... And Christopher's missing. Half hour later, the Tannoy message comes out with the parents of Christopher Brown, please come to... We hadn't counted them in or out. Off we went. Peter says, count your blessings. To the person next to you, what's a tangible blessing in life for you? What's a blessing to you? I mean, actually, I'll be honest with you, my children are a blessing to me. They are. I just sometimes forget to count them in. I don't count them in now. They come in the house after I've gone to sleep, so I can't. Go on, be brave. Talk to someone near you that you maybe don't chat with all the time and say to them, what a blessing is for you. What does the word blessing mean to you? You might even say, well, it's a blessing to be in church today. Okay, do come back together. Maybe a blessing's been a holiday that you've been on, or a holiday you will go on. Maybe a blessing has been a lovely meal. Someone's given you some money. You've recovered from an illness. It might just be someone else who's a blessing to you. Peter says we should say thank you when we're having difficulties. And here's the blessing he talks about. And there are lots of blessings. Even though you have not seen him, you love him. I think sometimes we need to be reminded to thank God for things we don't see. And Jesus said, Peter says, your faith is more precious than gold, and this Jesus who you don't see, you love. Peter, who wrote this, did see Jesus. He walked, he talked, he lived, he slept, he dreamed with him for 3 years. And on one famous occasion, he saw Jesus transfigured, and it was like Jesus as he really is, the Son of God in glory. He saw him. And Peter had difficulties and struggles and trials. He now writes to the people he's writing to and says, you don't see Jesus. You can't see him, but you've got a faith in him. Even though you can't see him, he's there, and you love him. And sometimes we do need to stop and count our blessings, the blessings of having a faith that's worth more than gold. And then Peter says in the very next verse, once you count your blessings, you don't see him, but you love him, you believe in him, and you're filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Sometimes I think we don't receive the blessings we're meant to as Christians because we don't stop and think about enough the person we can't see, who's not before us now, but he's there. Peter mentions in three ways, and children, I'll be very impressed if you can work this out, if you've got the Bibles in front of you, 1, 2, 1, 7. But adults, here's a bit of a tough quiz for you. In three ways, he mentions salvation. In three ways, he mentions that Christ is with us. We can't see him, but we know this is a fact. It's a fact as hard as nails. It's more precious than gold. There's something about the future. There's something about the present. And there's something about the past. Who can see from 1 Peter chapter 1 the three ways God's salvation is with us? In the future, in the present, and in the past. 1 Peter 1 is famous for this great, long, deep breath. Praise God for all these blessings. Jesus Christ is there even though I can't see him, and I love him, or words to that effect. One day he's going to save me in the future. He's saving me now in the present because he saved me in the past. Three tenses of salvation. Who's got the future? It's interesting, it's all in reverse order. Peter talks of the future first, then the present, then the past. Well done, Sunshine.
Is it hope of glory?
Yeah, the hope of glory is really good. Well done. Yeah, the hope of glory. And Peter speaks about a living hope. What do you think glory is for only dead people when they get to heaven? No, actually, living hope, glory, is for now. We have this inexpressible joy that we know one day, with faith in Christ, we'll be in heaven. Well done. And I think, too, now I need to look at my crib sheet, the present in verse 9. Look at verse 9. You are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So God is saving us now. He's rescuing us even now. And then to the past, look on to verse 18. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from your empty way of life, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Peter saw Jesus, and Peter saw Jesus die on the cross. Peter saw Jesus transfigured before him, And he says, do you know, one day you're going to be with him in glory. You don't see him now, but you love him, and his presence is with you, saving you and rescuing you, because he died on the cross for you all those years ago. How should you thank God? You praise him when times are difficult, because we have this living hope into which we were born as Christians. Let's bow our heads to pray. Lord, we are grateful for many things in life, for things we can see, things we can touch, we can taste. But we thank you for what we can't see, that Jesus died for us, that Jesus is alive for us, and Jesus is there to meet us at the end of our days when we trust in him. Help us to feed on and know this inexpressible joy that comes from true faith in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Now, children, just to remind